My name is Stumps, and my mistress is rather a nice little girl, but she has her faults, like most people. I myself, as it happens, am wonderfully free from faults. Among my mistress's faults is what I may call a lack of dignity, joined to a desire to make other people undignified too. You will hardly believe that before I'd belonged to her a month, she had made me learn to dance and to jump. I am a very respectable dachshund of cobby build, and jumping is the very last exercise I should have taken to of my own accord. But when Miss Daisy said, "Now jump, Stumps, there's a darling," and held out her little arms, I could not well refuse, for after all, the child is my mistress. I never could understand why the cat was not taught to dance. It seems to me very hard that when I was having those long, miserable lessons, the cat should be allowed to sit down doing nothing but smile at my misfortunes. Trap always said we ought to feel honoured by being taught. And the reason why Pussy wasn't asked to learn was because she was so dreadfully stupid and had no brains for anything but the pleasures of the chase and the cares of a family. But I didn't think that could be the reason, because the doll was taught to dance, though she never learned, and I'm sure she was stupid enough. Another thing which Miss Daisy taught me to do was to beg. And the action fills me with shame and pain every time I perform it. And as the years go on, I hate it more and more. For a stout, middle-aged dog, the action is absurd and degrading. Yet, such is the force of habit that I go through the performance now quite naturally whenever I want anything. Trap does it too, and says, what does it matter? But then he has no judgment. And besides, he's thin. But one of the most thoughtless things my little mistress ever did was one day last summer when she was out without me. I chose to stay at home because it was very hot, and I knew that the roads would be dusty, and she was only going down to the village shop where no one ever thinks of offering a dog anything to drink. If she'd been going to the farm, I should have gone with her, because the lady there shows proper attention to visitors and always sets down a nice dish of milk for us dogs. Besides, I was a little unwell just then. The family had had duck for dinner, and I always feel a little faint after duck. All our family do. So I stayed at home. Well, Miss Daisy had gone out with only Trap and her hoop. I wish I'd been there, for Trap is far too easygoing, and a hoop never gives any advice worth listening to. Trap told me all about it as well as he could. Trap can't tell a story very well, poor fellow. It seems that as Miss Daisy went across the village green, she saw a crowd of children running after a dog with, I hardly like to mention such a thing, a tin saucepan tied to his tail. The dog bolted into the empty dog kennel by the blacksmith shop and stayed there growling. "Go away, bad children," said Miss Daisy. "How dare you treat a poor dear doggy so?" The children wouldn't go away at first. "Very well," said Miss Daisy. "I shall tell Trap what I think of you all." Then she whispered to Trap, and he began to growl so fiercely that the children dared not come nearer. Oh, anyone can growl. Presently the children got tired of listening to him and went away.